We would like to thank you and the committee coordinators, Norway and Guyana, on your efforts on Article 4 implementation and constructive engagement with the analysis group on the Article 4 extension requests. Please allow me to begin by congratulating Bosnia and Herzegovina on fulfilling their Article 4 obligations. As an operator that has been on the ground and supporting Bosnia and Herzegovina from the start, we can attest that the hard work does pay off, and this success stands as a proof of the importance of this convention in ensuring a country and its people can live safely, free of fear and threat of cluster munition contamination. Bosnia and Herzegovina achieved completion by showing the importance of a realistic, time-bound, detailed and solid work plan towards completion, as well as ensuring close cooperation between all stakeholders in country. We are grateful to Norway for consistently supporting the cluster munition clearance effort, as well as Canada, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and the ITF. The joyful news of Bosnia and Herzegovina completing its Article 4 obligation is warmly welcome and should serve as an encouragement to the other remaining affected state parties that the convention objectives are indeed quite attainable. State parties should engage in completion initiatives to ensure timely and meaningful fulfillment of Article 4 obligation, as it is our joint responsibility to ensure that the Convention's objectives are fulfilled. Montenegro and Norway still stands as such an example where the completion initiative was a great success. We welcome the country coalition approach in Lebanon with ELMAC in partnership with the Netherlands and the coordination platform in Lao PDR chaired by the National Regulatory Authorities and co-chaired by UNDP and the US Ambassador to Vientiane. These are positive examples, and we urge other affected states parties to follow suit and without delay. We should not prolong but be proactive in our joint effort to achieve a world free of cluster munition contamination. As per the Mine Action Review Lausanne Action Plan monitoring, we are happy to see that all affected state parties, apart from Somalia, have met the Action 1 indicator and demonstrated strong national ownership. This is not only crucial for fulfillment of clearance obligation, but a precondition for setting up sustainable residual contamination management capacities. We applaud Lebanon for including provisions for the establishment of a sustainable national capacity to address residual contamination in their national strategy and encourage that other affected state parties to do so as well. Completion is not only about reaching the finish line, but it's about meaningful fulfilling Article 4 obligation. We further encourage affected states party to invest greater efforts in mainstreaming gender and diversity and integrate gender and diversity considerations into their national work plan and strategies as per the Lausanne Action Plan Action 4. We also hope to see more resources invested in research and knowledge sharing of innovative approaches to survey and clearance, also in considering the environmental impact. We encourage other operators and national authorities to act to reduce their own environmental and climate impact by reducing emissions and assessing and mitigating adverse environmental impact from land release operations. NPA has an environmental management system aimed to identify risk and measures to reduce any adverse effects on the environment, systematically monitor impact and the implementation of mitigation measures, and enhance any positive effect contributing to climate resilience. The assessment and management tool is being rolled out in all NPA programs from 2024 after being tested in NPA Vietnam and a few other programs this year. NPA will be happy to share this work with the sector. Finally, we cannot address clearance if we do not address the use and effect of cluster munitions. Our goal of ridding the world of cluster munition contamination is further away with each cluster munition dropped, despite clearance level reaching its highest level this year. Therefore, any use by any actor under any circumstances remains unacceptable. Thank you.
I thank the representative of NPA.